Welcome to the Deloitte 2020 Global Shift podcast series, a production of Deloitte Global Services Limited. Today's program, Global Economic Outlook Third Quarter Update and the Impact of Deficits on Growth, will focus on the state of the recovery in the U.S., the Eurozone, and the impact on segments of the world economy. We'll also offer insights on how businesses can prepare for the next 6 months and beyond. I'm Jeff Swire, and I'll be your host for today's program. Joining us today is Ira Kalish, Director of Global Economics for Deloitte Research, Deloitte Services LP in the United States. Welcome back to the program, Ira.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk a little bit about the outlook for the U.S. Is the current economic slowdown just a slowdown in growth, or do you think it's indicative of a double dip direction?
Well, my view is that we're not going to have a double dip, but we'll have somewhat slow to moderate growth in the near term, maybe picking up speed a little later. There are a lot of concerns right now about the possibility of a double dip, that is, about the possibility of another quick recession. The reason I think that's unlikely is that the conditions that would lead to a recession are simply not in place. Every recession we've had in the past 70 years has been preceded by three things: by a tightening of monetary policy, by a buildup of business inventories, and a dramatic cutback in business investment. Actually, the opposite is the case right now in all three instances. Monetary policy is actually being slightly loosened right now in order to boost economic growth. Businesses are not accumulating vast quantities of inventories. In fact, quite the opposite happened in the second quarter of this year. And finally, business investment is very strong. Right now, business spending on equipment and software is growing over 20% at an annualized rate. So I think the real problem with our economy is that the consumer is not really spending very much, and that mainly has to do with the fact that the consumer continues to deleverage in the wake of the financial crisis. Consumers are still paying down debts, and even though their incomes and their cash flow have improved pretty considerably in the past year, their spending is quite slow, and that's the main reason that we're seeing fairly slow economic growth right now.
How does this contrast with our current situation in Europe? Is there a difference in economic approach across the Eurozone, or is recovery consistent from country to country?
Well, right now, overall, growth in Europe is relatively modest, and Europe is somewhat bifurcated. That is, Germany and a couple of other northern European economies are growing quite strongly. Germany, of course, is the biggest economy in Europe, and their growth is mainly being driven by very strong exports, itself the result of a relatively weak euro and very strong demand in big emerging markets like China. On the other hand, many of the countries in southern Europe, like Greece, Italy, Spain, Portugal, are growing very slowly or not at all. And most of these countries are engaged in a severe fiscal contraction. That is, they're trying to reduce large budget deficits through spending cuts and tax increases, which have the effect of slowing down economic activity. Unfortunately, it would be helpful if Germany were, rather than growing through exports, if Germany were to grow through domestic demand, thereby bringing in more imports from southern Europe. Instead, the German government itself is engaged in a fiscal contraction, which is slowing domestic demand and actually leading to a slowdown in the German economy. And finally, monetary policy in the Eurozone is not aggressive like it is here in the United States. The European Central Bank, although they've kept interest rates very low, they have not engaged in the kind of quantitative easing or printing of money that we've seen in the U.S. or the U.K. And as a result, the money supply in Europe is not growing at all. So the outlook is for very modest growth overall for Europe and the possibility of recessions in several southern European economies.
Let's touch a little bit more about policies taken towards a deficit. You touched a bit on the German approach. What about the UK and the US approaches towards policy towards a deficit?
Well, there's a real difference between what's going on in Europe and what's going on in the United States. On the one hand, in Europe, the policy, as I mentioned, in Germany, as well as in the UK, is to dramatically cut back budget deficits. Now, the budget deficit in Germany is actually not that large, but they've decided they want to cut it now. The more interesting policy is in the UK, where they're in recovery, but they're still way below capacity. They're still facing high unemployment and slow growth, and yet the government has decided to cut the budget deficit now rather than wait till later. On the other hand, in the United States, where we're still recovering from the recession, The government continues to run large budget deficits and has said that it will wait until the recovery is going at full speed before making any effort to cut the budget deficit, either through tax increases or spending cuts.
Is there something we can learn from past experience about what the best policy course is there? Should we be looking at early deficit reduction? What are the pros and cons?
There are some interesting arguments, and this indeed is one of the major arguments among economists and policymakers right now. On the one hand, in the UK, where they're cutting the deficit now, the argument is that since the economy is already in recovery, there's no need for any more fiscal stimulus. Moreover, they're concerned that a very large budget deficit will reduce business confidence because businesses and consumers will be concerned about the possibility of higher taxes in the future to pay for those deficits. Moreover, the British government has argued that it makes sense to cut the deficit in order to cut the size of government, which would have positive long-term effects on economic efficiency. On the other hand, the argument in the United States is that if you cut the deficit now, you'll cut the growth of the economy. Moreover, normally you cut a budget deficit because government is competing with private business for scarce funds, and therefore a budget deficit leads to higher interest rates. And if you cut the deficit, you'd get lower interest rates. Yet, the argument now is that interest rates are already very low. They can hardly go any lower. So cutting the deficit won't do anything about that. And indeed, the financial markets are signaling that they're not concerned about the deficit, given that they're keeping interest rates very low. What can we learn from experience? In the 1990s, the U.S. cut its deficit and it had a positive impact on growth. On the other hand, Japan cut its deficit and it had a very negative impact on growth. So there's really no good rule of thumb from past experience. My own view is that the optimal policy for all these countries would be to maintain deficits right now in order to continue stimulating growth, but at the same time right now put in place a credible plan to reduce deficits in the future. That combination I'm not seeing from anybody right now.
We are seeing another approach from China. What's the outlook given their monetary tightening recently and its impact on the overall global economy?
Well, China has been growing very rapidly during the recovery. Their economy did slow down during the global recession, largely because of a collapse in the growth of their exports, and about 20 million Chinese workers lost their jobs. The Chinese government responded with a very aggressive monetary and fiscal stimulus, which led to very strong growth of domestic demand. And now that exports have recovered, the overall economy is growing too fast, and it's led to a rise of inflation and a property price bubble in some of China's major cities. So earlier this year, the Chinese government responded by tightening monetary policy, that is, slowing down the growth of the money supply, raising interest rates, imposing restrictions on credit expansion. And the result is that the economy appears to be slowing down, but moderately. The fact that they engaged in this policy did spook global financial markets earlier this year. They were worried about a more substantial slowdown in China. That doesn't look to be likely. Instead, what looks more likely is that China's growth will continue, but at a more moderate pace in the coming year. And I guess you could call it sort of a soft landing.
And hopefully we'll have a soft landing overall. Thank you again for joining us today and sharing your insights.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
To learn more about the Global Economic Report third quarter, please visit www.deloitte.com/2020. That's www.deloitte.com/2020. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, the UK private company limited by guarantee, and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms. Thank you for listening.